In the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 2, the Apostle Paul gives one all-conclusive mark of false preachers. And then he gives four marks of true preachers. Now, I realize we say much about false preachers on this program, and that is because Scripture says very much about them. Because there are so many. The Scriptures warns us over and over, all of the prophets and the apostles, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Peter, John, Paul, they all gave many warnings about false preachers. In 2 Corinthians chapter 2, the Apostle Paul, in verse 17, says, "We are not as many which corrupt the word of God." He says, we are not as many. We, the apostles, and all true preachers who preach and conduct themselves as the apostle. He says, we are not as many. And I quote several verses of Scripture which say many false prophets are gone out into the world. Many antichrists. John said, many deceivers, many false prophets shall arise and deceive many, our Lord himself said. And so Paul says, we are not as many. And then he gives this all-conclusive mark of these many false preachers. He says, we are not as many which corrupt the word of God. Many who corrupt the word of God. Now, this is the conclusive mark. They corrupt God's word several ways. They corrupt God's word by either adding to it or taking away from it. Adding to it, or that is saying more than it says. Or not saying what it does say. Taking away from it, or not saying what it does say. They corrupt God's word by applying God's word to everyone. When the word of God is clearly written to certain individuals or certain types of people that are clearly defined in the book that is being read. And then they corrupt God's word by changing it or perverting it. Listen to the prophet Isaiah in chapter 8. Of Isaiah, verse 20, he says, to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Listen to Jeremiah, in Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 16, the Lord speaks and says, thus saith the Lord of hosts, hearken not unto the words of the prophets that prophesy unto you. They make you vain, they speak a vision of their own heart, and not out of the mouth of the Lord. Verse 25, he says, I have heard what the prophets said that prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed, I have dreamed. I continue to read in Jeremiah, chapter 23, verse 31. He says, I'm against the prophets, saith the Lord, that use their tongues and say, he saith, or God saith. I'm against them that prophesy false dreams, saith the Lord, and do tell them and cause my people to err by their lies and by their lightness, or that is their flippancy, or their irreverence and their foolishness. He says, I didn't send them, and they won't profit this people at all. Well, so Paul says, we are not as many which corrupt the word of God. All of them across the board, he says, corrupt the word of God. Adding to it, taking away from it, applying it to everyone without exception, by changing it, perverting it, by telling their dreams and visions and so forth, by saying what God did not say. All right, And now Paul gives four marks of a true preacher sent by God. Now, this is how you may know the true preacher. Now, it behooves every one of us to listen very carefully to what the Apostle Paul says about true preacher. He says, we, in verse 17 of 2 Corinthians 2, we are not as many which corrupt or deal deceitfully with the word of God, but, here's mark number one, as of sincerity, or that is, we are truly sincere. True preachers of the gospel, like the Apostle Paul, are sincere, or that is, they are sincerely in this thing of preaching, in this ministry, for one reason. Their sincere, or one singular reason for preaching is, number one, the glory of God. The glory of God. The glory of His person, the glory of His Word, or that is, to glorify God, who He is, to glorify His Word, and they're not in it for fame or fortune. Well, listen, all of the prophets and all of the apostles but one were killed because of what they preached. That tells me they weren't in it for fame or fortune. They were not famous, but were infamous. They did not become rich for preaching, but rather they lost everything. Now, they didn't make a name for themselves by preaching, but rather they were the offscouring of the earth, Paul said. But they were in it for the glory of God. They came preaching for the glory of God, whether anyone believed or not. So many, if not most, say that preaching, or that we do what we do, that men might be saved, that people might be converted, that souls might be won. Well, we do want men and women to believe. We do want God to save souls. However, the conversion of souls is not the primary goal of a true preacher. Now listen very carefully to me. Conversion of souls is not the goal, the primary reason a true preacher preaches. Because if it is, then he will be more interested in results than in the truth. And he may change his methods in order to bring in numbers. Numbers rather than the glory of God. No, a true preacher preaches the truth whether anyone believes or not. Whether it's one or 1,000, he tells the same thing. Because as of sincerity, Paul said, as of sincerity, we are sincerely in this thing for the glory of God. And sincerely wanting to tell the truth, seeking to tell the truth, sincerely interested in the spiritual welfare of the people. Their good, their spiritual good. And Paul said to one group of people, am I become your enemy because I tell you the truth? A man who is true or sincere will tell the truth no matter what it may cost him. All right, the second thing Paul says in verse 17 of 2 Corinthians 2, the second mark of a true preacher, he says, as of sincerity and as of God, as of God. Paul said in another place, as though God did beseech you by us, as though God did beseech you by us, as the oracles of God, he said in another place. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. Any man, not woman, man, let him speak as the oracles of God. As an ambassador of Christ, Paul said, as of God. Let me ask you this, something about an ambassador to a foreign country. Are ambassadors of foreign countries elected by the public? No, they are not. They are appointed by the President of the United States. No, and neither are preachers or ministers of the gospel. This is not a profession one decides to enter. It is not a position which one applies for. No prophet and no apostle ever applied for the job, but God Almighty chose them personally, equipped them, and sent them, and put them in the place of their service. Paul says that, as of God, as ambassadors chosen by Christ. Christ said that about each of his apostles. He said, "You did not choose me, I chose you." None of those apostles applied for the job, but the Lord Jesus Christ came to each of them personally, handpicked them, equipped them, sent them out, and opened the doors for them to preach. Sent by God. This is what it says in Ephesians chapter 4 concerning the preachers, the apostles, the evangelists, prophets, and so forth. It says, when Christ ascended up on high, I'm reading from Ephesians 4, verse 8, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. And down in verse 11, it says, Christ gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, or that is, the church. So it is Christ, and it is God, and it is Christ who chooses his preachers and sends them out. And so Paul says, we are of God. Now I realize that anyone can say that. I realize that. But you'll know these true God-sent preachers from the false ones by these rules which we are going over right now. As of sincerity, as of God, and the third thing he says, in the sight of God. In the sight of God. Paul says a true preacher is conscious of one, conscious of God who sees and hears, conscious of one, conscious of God whose approval they seek. God Almighty. Just as an ambassador is conscious of the king who sent him and wouldn't dare leave out anything the king told him to say, wouldn't dare interpret or put in his own words what the king has told him to say, wouldn't dare leave out, add to, or apologize, or mealy-mouth anything that the king told him to say, but rather stands forth and boldly proclaims before all who hear him, hear ye, thus saith the King of kings and Lord of lords. Unafraid of men, not trying to impress any man, no respecter of particular men and women for gain or influence, but rather in the sight of God, as of God, in the sight of God, conscious of the God who sent him. And finally, and most importantly, Paul says, this is the mark of the true preacher. We speak of Christ, he said. We speak in Christ or of Christ. Well, that is, Jesus Christ is the message. They're not politicians, they're not socializers, not organizers, not psychologists, but preachers of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Who he is, that is, he's God, he's Lord, he is salvation. He is the great high priest, the one high and only high priest, the only mediator. He is the way, the truth, the life. Only his righteousness alone will God accept. Only his works will God accept on behalf of human beings. Only his blood shed for the remission of their sins, not their own penance or works of repentance. It is Jesus Christ and him alone. Jesus Christ is the gospel. And so Paul says, we are not as many, but as of sincerity, as of God, in the sight of God, speak we of Christ. Well, that's how you'll know them, by those marks. And may the Lord use this to reveal these things to you. Amen.